ましょう。イエス様のイエス
様を語りましょう。語りましょう。
I love you, Jesus, because you are good. Tell me why you love me.
Thank you. reminded
from
the Lord that so often we separate our lives and we put different hearts inside of different boxes. Maybe you have a box to relax. Maybe you have a box to work. Maybe you have a box to worship.
And
maybe you have a box to share your faith. But this morning or this week, last few weeks perhaps, God has been showing me that our life is all connected. And certainly there's a time to worship only like this and really set our eyes on God and come back to Him, be cleansed by Him. But our whole lives should be worshiping the Lord from, I mean, not even from the time we get up to the time we go to bed, even at night as we're dreaming. It should be just our lives should be a living sacrifice to glorify God. So maybe we could sing this again and as we sing the words, I just want you to focus on maybe what they mean. Maybe they mean a bit different from what you have been thinking in the past.
So,
just as we, I just want to read the words again with you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. All my soul rejoice. That's so important to talk with our soul. The psalm teaches that. The psalm tell us, you know, grab hold of your ear and, you know, pull along and say, rejoice, soul. Get with the program. But then it says, take joy, my King. As we come before the sovereign God, this great, holy
Creator,
and we ask Him to take joy in what He hears.
And
we pray that it could be a sweet sound to God's ear. And whether we're speaking it out loud or it's just in our hearts, I just want to repent. You know, just to search our own hearts and repent from grumbling. How much time last week did we spend grumbling? Or how much time did we spend complaining? How are our thoughts and our words, are they really a sweet sound to God? Not just now when it's easy and we're focusing on Him, but all the time. Even our words to one another, are they edifying words? That's what the Bible commands. Or are we building each other up or are we tearing each other down?
また私たち神様向けてではなくて、お互いに人間同士の関係の中で私たち発した言葉が、それが人々を励まし、人々を喜ばす言葉でしたでしょうか。
Our lives truly exhibited by the words that flow out of our heart? Are they truly a living sacrifice?
私たち自身、本当に生ける神様の前に私たちを捧げるものであったでしょうか。
So I just would pray that the Holy Spirit would lead as we do this
Yeah.
Well, as long as it's hard to get up there, I'm not going to bother. We have a greeting at Mizabah.
Right.
Thank you. The greeting is welcome home.
Right.
You know, people don't say that much in English, but in Japanese, this is Japan. People always. If someone is in your house,
誰か皆さんのお家に来たときにですね、
you're assuming that's a family member, right? Not like a thief.
それは子供じゃなくて家族の人が来たときですよ。ちょっと間違いないですね。
People would say, "お帰りなさい、welcome home."
お帰りなさいって言うんですね。
probably say that without much thinking. You know, but you know, since some of y'all have met, you're meeting each other for the first time today, that might mean something a little bit more, a little bit deeper, hopefully.
So
we can really
focus.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
The purpose of this gathering is